Woke me up this morning.
Good morning, friends. This is Austin Coleman for the Ragsdale Mortuary, where funeral services begin at $195 complete, and the Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company, where expansion is the key word, bringing you another in a series of Sunday morning programs designed just for you. Many things have happened during the past week, but of note, I would like to recall the incident that happened in San Francisco, California, where over 175 people were arrested in their protest of discrimination at a leading hotel in that city. The thought that comes to my mind from this is that many of us living in areas that are not considered the South sometimes become complacent. We don't care about the problems facing the Negro throughout this world. I think that we should all realize that the greatest problem we have is not one of where we live, but it's an economic problem, or perhaps even a problem of color. Let us not forget the struggle that we have before us, and let us all join the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People so that we can help in fighting for freedom throughout this world. You may get your membership applications at the Valley Life Building. Join today. We would like to begin our program this morning with a selection by the Five Blind Boys. Walk together, children.
Lord, let us
walk together, children.
Lord, walk together, children.
The Ragsdale Mortuary, where funeral services began at $195 complete, is expanding its services over the entire state to meet the growing demands of the people. Arizona is a fast-growing state, and the Ragsdale Mortuary would like to keep pace with that growth. All persons living in this state may feel free to call us at any time. Remember, we are just large enough to serve you sacredly and beautifully. just small enough to know you and to help you. No one is ever turned away for lack of funds at the Ragsdale Mortuary. Continuing with songs, we would like to bring you a selection by the Faith Temple Church Choir of New York City, as they will sing for us at this time, "Where Can I Go?"
Tell me, where can I go?
Tell me, where can I go?
There's no place I can see.
There's no place I can see.
Where to go, where to go? Closed for me.
Closed for me.
To the left, to the right.
To the left, to the right.
It's the same end. There is no place to go, and it's me.
At this time, we would like to bring you a special announcement. The Interdenominational Ministers' Wives of Phoenix is sponsoring a program on the third Sunday, March 15th at 3:30 p.m. on Negro Education. This program will be held at the Southeast Broadway Baptist Church, located at 2006 East Broadway. All churches in this area are asked to cooperate in this program. Mrs. A.O.B. Bell is the president. Mrs. Amelia Thompson is the secretary. The Reverend F. Tops Jr. is the pastor. We would like to continue our program at this time with a selection by the Sally Morton Singers, "I Need Him."
Oh, yeah.
Ragsdale Memorial Plan, a convenient way to take care of your last expenses, may be just the program you have been looking for. If you do not qualify for life insurance because of your age or physical health, the Ragsdale Memorial Plan is the right program for you. Call the Ragsdale Mortuary for further information regarding the Ragsdale Memorial Plan. The Ragsdale Mortuary is located at 1100 East Jefferson in the Valley's Funeral Center. We would like to continue with Miss Clara Ward, and she will sing for us, "The Lord Will Understand."
Well done, well done, well done.
Oh, when you stand at the door of salvation, preaching the word that the Savior has come, keep up your faith. The men don't believe you. The Lord and say, well done. Oh, when I come to the end of life's journey, weary of a heart from the battle.
The first half of our program this morning was brought to you by the Ragsdale Mortuary, where funeral services began at $195 complete, and no one is ever turned away for lack of funds. The second half of our program will be brought to you by the Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company, a pioneer name in Arizona, where expansion is the key word. We would like to begin the second half of our program with a selection by the Faith Temple Church Choir of New York City. And I would like to dedicate this number to my mother, Mrs. Myrtle Coleman. My hope is built.
My hope is built.
My hope is built.
On nothing.
On nothing less
than Jesus' blood.
On Christ,
the solid
rock.
people, somebody say, I'll be dressed in his righteousness, the Lord.
This time, we would like to bring to you the Vice President of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, Mr. Lincoln J. Ragsdale. However, I would like to explain at this time that during the past week, Mr. Ragsdale has caught a cold and will not be able to speak to you as much as he would like to this morning. But at this time, let us hear a few brief remarks from Mr. Lincoln Ragsdale.
Thank you, Mr. Coleman. Did you write to your senator yet or to the state capital of Arizona? I went out Friday and spent 4 hours walking around the Capitol building and trying to talk to as many senators as we could find, trying to get the civil rights bill out and voted on so we could have our guaranteed rights in Arizona. And I discovered while out there we have 24 Democrats and 4 Republican senators. And I was told by some of the people that the plans are, let the bill pass the House, and they're going to just ignore us and kill the bill in the Senate. And I don't believe this is right, and I don't think that you want this to happen. Don't play with people's rights when it comes to politics. And don't play with us, because we are people, and we're God's children, and we want to have our equal rights. They have a bill, and I don't know where it is in any committee that's laying around out there, and the only way we're going to get this bill out and get these Democrats to vote on this bill is for you to call your political friends and tell them we want something done. Because the time is now. It's not next year, not next week. But we want our rights here in Arizona. We want some guarantee behind our rights. And I ask you this week, how many of you have joined the NAACP? We need members. We notice our record. We don't have not even 1,000 members in Phoenix, in Maricopa County, in the NAACP. Mr. Cleo Thompson and Mesa is our representative for the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. He's taking memberships out. And Mrs. Gertrude Harper is our representative down in Chandler. And I asked you to come by the Ragsdale Mortuary here in Phoenix or by the Valley Life Insurance Building and come in and support us and take out a little membership for your child. Only 50 cents for children for a year, $1 for teenagers, and $2 for adults. We want 5,000 members. We want to show the world that we are united together for the betterment of our children, that we want equal opportunities. We want a job and own a decent home. And I ask you to continue to pray and keep on working and come in and join the NAACP. And above all, please call someone this week and ask them to vote and to get that bill out of the Senate. That's the public accommodation bill, to protect the rights of all the Negroes in the state of Arizona. God bless you.
We would like to thank Mr. Ragsdale for those fine remarks. He expresses his appreciation for you listening to this broadcast each Sunday morning, and he's sorry that he could not speak to you in a better voice on this morning. But as Miss Clara Ward sings for us this morning, Sweet Hour of Prayer, would you all pray for us that we all might grow stronger?
Care. bids me at my father's throne, make all my wants and wishes share.
The Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company has an expansion program that I know all of you will be interested in knowing about. However, I think the Valley Life can best be noted at this stage for the fine service that its representatives are doing for the people through our insurance programs that now include accident and health programs. For more information, call the Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company. The Ragsdale Mortuary, where funeral services began at $195 complete and no one is ever turned away for lack of funds, and the Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company are happy to bring you these Sunday morning programs. We are happy for the many comments regarding our program, and we would like to thank the staff at radio station KCAC for their wonderful support. And now until next Sunday, this is Austin Coleman saying, "The man who does not take care of his own is an infidel."
Red.